Okay. Hey guys, it is Janine here, your host of the Nude Beach. Welcome back for another episode. I am so excited. I have an amazing guest here today. She's a wonderful coach and her name is Nikita Smith. So we're going to welcome her all and find out exactly what she does. So, hey, Nikita.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. It is such a pleasure to be here. I'm so excited to be on the Nude Beach.
Yes, we're glad that you're
unmasking.
Here.
Yeah. Yes.
So tell me a little bit, how do you redefine the word failing?
So I like to say that, you know, failing is usually just a mindset. We never truly fail. What we do is we learn from our mistakes, right? So I like to redefine the word fail as basically saying, you know what, we're going to find our voice. Because sometimes when we fail at things, we lose sight of who we are. We just start to have these self-doubts of, you know what, I'm just failure. Well, you're not a failure. You just made some mistakes. Things didn't go according to plan and it's okay. And then from there, you know, like I said, allow room for mistakes. You know, no one is perfect. Life isn't perfect. And, you know, you can plan the best garden party, but you can't predict whether it's going to rain or the thunder's going to come. You know, you just have to understand that things happen and it's
yes.
Okay.
Yes. And perfection, like we were talking about earlier, it's not real.
No, it's so overrated. And a lot of times the people get caught up in, you see people that have been, that are what you consider successful. You see a before and then you see an after picture, but we don't see the in between, like the struggle, the tears, the late nights and how they got to be this level of success. It didn't just happen overnight. They cried just like we did. They went through a lot of struggle. It wasn't easy. So people get caught up sometimes with comparing their failures to other people's successes.
Yes, that actually happens quite frequently. And I'm really glad that you bring that up because people tend to think that they have to be like somebody else. This is how media portrays it, right? And this is a huge misconception that creates a lot of stress and anxiety and people trying to be something and strive for something that's not meant for them and isn't them, right? No. It's like that imposter syndrome that's happening.
Yes, you can only walk the journey that you were given. That's and so I true. Think every we're all unique and talented individuals. Everyone has the gift. You know, the difference is some are not afraid to use their gifts. And some people have attached their gifts with thoughts of they're not good enough. Thoughts that, you know, someone else is doing it better or someone else is already doing it. Well, yes. If that was the case, we would never have, you know, Hawaiian bread because Sara Lee was already there doing bread, right?
Right.
But you still have options to choose, you know, something else. There's plenty.
It's so funny you mentioned that because I was actually just talking to someone yesterday about the variations of different things you can be doing. And she was talking to me. She's like, well, the whole media is flooded with all of what I'm trying to do. And I'm like, okay, well, what are you good at that they're not doing? She's like, well, it's not something that I could ever make money off of. And I'm like, well, what's that? And she told me what it was. And I was like, well, it might not be in the market right now, but go do that. Cause you never know, like, especially YouTube, like I run YouTube and you know, like there's so much stuff on there that you wouldn't think it has millions of watchers, but it has millions of watchers. And I'm like, huh, there's a market for that. There's a market for everything. You think it, somebody else has thought it, but it doesn't mean that it's the same, right? Just like the Hawaiian bread.
Exactly. Because you know what? No one's going to do it the way you're going to do it.
Yeah.
You can hear someone say the same thing 1,000 times and someone else can say it that connects with you in a totally different way. And it's like, you just heard it for the very first time.
Oh yeah. It's so true.
Yeah. It's because we connect differently with different people in different circumstances, you know,
we all have.
Yeah. So it's different, but I always tell people, you know what? There's no bad idea.
No, there's only an idea that you haven't tried yet. And you know what? If it doesn't work out, then there's something else will pop up. And the thing is, like I like to tell my clients is just because it hasn't worked out yet, doesn't mean that just around the corner, it's not gonna.
Yeah.
That's a thing too. Like with my clients, for example, a lot of them want to give up. And then a couple days later, a couple months later,
yeah,
bam, it just happened and explodes. And they're like, holy crap, I was going to give up. Aren't you glad you did it?
Yeah. Sometimes, you know what, when things are not going good, I always tell my clients, you know what, it's a preparation. You are being prepared for what's going to happen next. So you know what, make sure you have all your ducks in a row and that you're ready, because when it happens, it's going to happen. So prepare yourself and just be ready.
100%. Mm-hmm. So I got another question. How can you change your mindset and leave the messy Nellies at the door? So AKA's negative self-talk.
Yes. Those Debbie Downer thoughts.
Yes.
Well, a great way to do that is to flip your mindset. You know, you can take that one thought that you feel is, if you're worried about it, stressed about it, and write it down, write that thought down, and don't overwhelm yourself with doing like a bunch of them, though. Just the one that is really on your mind the most, and write it down, and then write out three positive outcomes that can come from it, because there's positivity in every situation and everything. So when you start rethinking about what it is, you stop giving that thought power, because a lot of times what happens is we're stressed and we're worried about this particular thing that's going on, and it consumes us. It has power over us. Mm-hmm. And then we start to feel less empowered and less confident. But when we start saying, you know what, I'm going to change the way I think about this, I'm going to write the positive things down, then we realize that, you know what, I have power.
Yep.
Not the situation. It's about how I respond to what's happening versus, you know what, it's responding to me. I can have control.
That's beautifully said and 100% real. Like, that's true.
It is, you know what? And I find myself doing that a lot. You know, if I get stressed or I don't like to fly. I will tell you that now. I don't like to fly, but I'm constantly first person. They're like, my brother was like, oh, let's go to Georgia, which is only an 8-hour drive. And I'm like, yeah, we can fly. He was like, but you don't like to fly. I don't, but it's the quickest way to get there. It's so convenient. And I get up on the plane and I'm literally sometimes like, I used to sit there like, oh my gosh, you know, so stressed. And I started flipping like the thought of the flight, like, you know what, what's all the great things about flying? You've flown all these times and nothing happened. So let's just focus on the good things. And now I get on the plane and you know what, I'm like calm and chill and I'm like a totally different person.
That's awesome. Well, and you do know that flying actually is the least accidents in every transportation mode, right?
I know. And that's one of the things I looked up, because I'm not going to lie, when I first flew, which was like 20 some years ago, I did this whole research on, you know, airlines. I did, like, it was kind of a little obsessive and crazy, but you know what? I had to like really get over like I was more afraid of heights. Well, I thought I was, but then I realized I can get on a plane and walk around just fine. So it was more of a control issue too.
Not being
able to control things.
Yeah.
So once I recognized, you know, okay, this is about having control, and this is how you can have control, by controlling your thoughts.
Yep. That is the only way you can control. Mm-hmm. Is by control my thoughts. Your thoughts, not everyone else.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, that is beautiful. And I love that you mentioned that for my viewers, because, you know, a lot of times control is a number one fighting factor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it causes a lot of chaos, and people don't even recognize that they're trying to control situations. Some people will do it by having tantrums and blowouts. Some people will do it by internalizing and cutting off and running away.
That's true.
Yeah, very much. So you have a podcast. Can you tell us a little about your podcast?
Yeah. So my podcast is called Time for Tea with Makita. And it really just focuses on part of my coaching, which is redefining self-care, because self-care can be redefined in any way that you want it to be based on what's important and going on in your life. So it involves our career. It revolves our relationships. It revolves, you know, our families. I like to say music, because music gives us so much different. Yeah. You know, music can change your whole thought process. It can make you, you know, the happiest person in the world. And when you're sad, you play music and you're like, oh, I'm just crying. But it can be so uplifting. So, and it can empower you in so many different ways. So it's true. About taking power back in every aspect of your life and creating a life that is true to who you are and finding your voice to say, you know what, this is me. And I'm not perfect, but guess what? I don't care. I'm happy with all my imperfections because without those, I would not be who I am today.
Yeah, you've taken off the mask from the past.
You've taken off the mask. Yes, we are unmasking. You know what? And in self-care, you unmask all the time because it's a strip down of your emotional, your psychological, like you're really stripping down and saying, and looking at every little thing like, all right, let's look at what's going on in my relationships. Because we carry so many different relationships with, mm-hmm. you know, we have relationships with our kids, with our parents, with our, you know, our significant others. Ones. Yeah. You know, are they healthy relationships? Mm-hmm. Do we feel less empowered in some of those relationships? And if we do feel less empowered, can we start creating boundaries and saying no, because people have the hardest time and relationships with people they care about, really setting boundaries, really saying,
yeah, that's the toxic word, no. Bonding. Toxic bonding.
Yes. So, yeah. So true.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
People get so entrapped by it. I've watched many people in my life, as well as myself, get to have that issue. And I actually did a podcast about that in specific because it needs to be, people need more awareness of it. Right. And it is mm-hmm. something that happens in almost every relationship while you're on your journey. And this is what it hinders people to go on their journey. Right. Mm-hmm. And it holds them back because they're like, well, I love this person. It's okay. No, it's not. It's not yeah. okay. Them yeah. using you and dictating how you spend your money or who you can talk to or whatever that is, that's not healthy. And then you end mm-hmm. up in that negative mindset, right? Branching yeah. through that. Mm-hmm. Branching through that. I love the fact that you mentioned that you use music as part of your therapy. Yes. I love that. Like music, man, music for me, as I told you, like I was a musician and I was a singer in a band. And traveled and did all that stuff for 17 years. I was in music and wow. my shadow work before I jumped into this as a career. Mm-hmm. Everything kind of led up to that. And I used music to write all my songs. And it was like, I read back some, and I was actually doing this the other day. And I was looking through my old song books because I was like, oh, reminiscing, right? And I was like, I miss my band. And yes. I was looking at the progression and like, I was doing shadow work before I mm-hmm. realized I was doing shadow work because the music was helping me heal and pushing me in the direction of where I am now. And I had no clue that that was happening during the time because I was in a world of chaos then. But it was like, I'm looking at the lyrics and the progression of the lyrics. And it's like, I predicted things in my songs of where mm-hmm. I am now. And I find it very beautiful that you actually incorporate music with your clients because I personally think that that is very healing. Music and on all aspects. And it's the universal language, right? Everybody
is.
Relate. And I like, that's absolutely awesome. I'm gonna have to check it out.
Yes. And I love the fact that you were in a band and that you wrote music because that's amazing.
Oh, it was fun. You know,
and just to think about, I think a lot of musicians that write, they do a lot of shadow work because they are actually writing most of the time their feelings and what's going on and portraying yeah. all of that into their music. So it's like when someone sings or, you know, you hear someone's song, it's a part of them. Like you're getting a piece
100%.
Of
like everything that I wrote, it was raw, real. And like, mm-hmm. looking back on my lyrics, I was like, whoa, I was stuck in some dark stuff. And then, oh, this was the shift. Oh, this uh-huh. is when it got a little better. And this is when I took the jump. And it's like yeah. the progression. And like, I remember writing about one of my traumas and in a song, and everyone's like, oh, you can't go on stage and sing that. I was like, oh, but I'm going to. And I did. And that was the start of my journey, right? But I didn't recognize it then. Mm-hmm. I can see it now, but it's beautiful. Like music, I think it's an extremely important part of the healing journey, 100%, because it makes you dive to depths of your soul and to feelings that you're suppressing. Music has a way of pulling that out of you without you even acknowledging it.
Yep. Sometimes you don't even realize it. And I like how you mentioned that it was your shadow work.
Yes.
Because because on my website, Beautiful Unbalanced, there's actually a shadow journal that is actually free. It's a beginner's workbook. And in there is shadow work that you can do to really get to those unconscious thoughts, that raw, you know, underneath the layer of, like you're saying, unmasking, you know, to get to the root of what's really going on, what's behind this feeling of feeling unworthy or unheard or unseen.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Because there's always a beginning. Yeah, we all have a beginning, and it's just getting back to saying, you know what? I didn't realize at the time that this is why I felt that way.
Yeah.
But as you start to look back, you're like, oh wow, this is when I felt like my voice didn't matter.
Yep.
You know?
And then you can pinpoint and then you from
can,
there.
Can, that's when the And then you can heal. Because once you understand, you know, where it came from, you can start the healing process.
Yeah, all bets are off. There. You're like, okay.
Yeah. It's not about, you know, it's not about rehashing it to be stuck inside. It's about getting to that point to say, you know what, I at least understand why I'm here, why I think this way. And now I can move on from there in a way that, you know what, I accept that this happened. I understand now where it came from, but it doesn't define who I am anymore.
Yes. And that's, you know, shadow work. I am 100% about promoting people to do their shadow work. Because if you're not doing your shadow work, or and other people call it internal healing, looking at the root cause of what your dysfunction is, what happens is you start bleeding that out onto everybody else. And then you think everybody else is the problem, right? You can't look at, oh my God, I'm doing these things. So guys, go check out Makita's website, which is beautifullyunbalanced.com. And I will keep that in the footnotes. So you guys can check out all of her stuff. And I'm telling you, go do it. You can do it at your own pace. It's awesome. I 100% recommend it. And I think that's beautiful that you offer that to people as a free service, because, you know, some people aren't ready to jump in. And once they take that first step, well, then it opens up a whole new world. Right. And it gives them that initial like confidence boost. You're like, oh, okay, this is what's going on with me. This is why I'm doing this. Oh my God. I did this. Whoa. And then that's too, like, I think it's really important to tell people that while you're looking at your shadows, don't stay stuck there, right? Don't beat yourself up for the things that have made you react and respond through your dysfunction up until this point. Because again, it was programmed into us. Why? Yeah. Because we were raised by humans.
Exactly. We were raised by humans. And you may discover that you've, you know, repeated some patterns. And now you can, like, if you're constantly in these relationships, whether it's friendship relationships or romantic relationships, but then you can understand like why you keep cycling back into the same, you know, as you say, that trauma bonding.
Yeah, into the same trauma bonding.
Yes.
Which we don't want to stay in. No, we want healthy, loving, emotionally supportive, open communication. Relations.
Exactly. Right? You know, I've heard someone said, you know what, you can move anywhere you want to. You can move to another state, you can move to another town, you know, another section, you know, anywhere. But but you're gonna you're taking yourself with you, right?
Yeah, you can't run away from yourself, honey.
You can't. You are still there with all your baggage, all your drama, everything that you're toting. It's moving right along with
and
you.
And what's gonna happen is you're gonna go into those toxic bonding relationships because they soothe your demons. They make you feel good for acting like shit. Again, sorry about the language, but you know, guys, as you know, I sometimes swear. We get real when we're unmasking.
You have to you have to be yourself.
Yeah.
Because if you can't be yourself, you know,
who can you be? Not someone I want to be.
Definitely not.
So I've got a couple more questions for you before we end this episode. tell me who's been your biggest motivation.
So my biggest motivation, honestly, is myself. And it's because of my own journey of, you know, self-discovery and really, I'm going to say picking apart everything, but really getting to love everything about myself. You know, there were things about myself, you know, I necessarily didn't always like, but I learned to like, you know what? I wouldn't be where I am today without those pieces of me. And I'm very proud of them. I'm happy. Yeah. And once I grew into myself, once I became authentic to who I was, it's like, you know what? I want to help other people live free and be who they are, be their authentic self, speak in a way that is true to who they are. So I was like, you know what? My dreams are bigger than my fears. Good. They're big enough that I can say, you know what? I can do this because I want other people to be empowered.
That's awesome. I love that. I love that one like so much. That just like touched my heart. No, that's a beautiful reasoning for your motivation. You know, like some people will say other people, but at the end of the day, we are our motivators, right? And for you to acknowledge that and voice that to like my viewers, that's amazing. So guys, go check out her stuff.
Well, you know what? There's nothing wrong with someone else to like motivates you, but at the same time, you can't always wait for validation from someone else. Mm-hmm. You can't wait for anyone else to say, you know what, you're worthy of this, that, and the third, or, you know, so it's like, you know what, you have to champion yourself. You have to clap when no one else is clapping for you.
Yep.
So why not motivate yourself regardless of who's there?
Yeah. Well, if you, that's the thing, not everybody is going to be in your corner at all times, but you are always stuck with yourself. And it's not even being stuck, right? Once you work through those shadows, you're no longer stuck.
Yeah, you're no longer stuck. You're on the path of healing, you know?
Yeah, you definitely are. Okay, so I've got one more question for you. What is your biggest lesson that you have learned throughout your journey?
My biggest lesson that I learned is I don't have to be perfect, and every situation doesn't either. I'm not going to say I'm a complete perfectionist, but I used to always want things to be a certain way. I want it to be seen as, you know, like I always had this mask of perfection on. So I always wore a mask, and with the mask, I felt more like I wasn't me. Yeah. I was trying to be whoever anyone else needed me to be. Like if you needed me to be this person, then I'm going to jump in and I'm going to play that role.
Yeah.
And if this person, you were
playing the victim, the people pleasing card.
Yeah, I was. I was a complete people pleasing person that just played whatever anyone else needed me to be. And that person wasn't perfect, but I played it so well that at one point I forgot, like, that's not even me. Why did I say that? Oh my gosh. Like, what is going on? Like, I didn't even like that part about myself, but I just learned to say, you know what? That's not me. I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to please people. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't please anyone all the time anyway. That's, you know, so true. I don't care how hard you try. Everybody's just not going to be happy.
Yeah. Once you realize that the whole big weight that's piling on your back, you feel so much lighter.
You do. And it's like you say, you just unmask and you're like, you know what? This is me. Either, you know what, you can accept and love all of me, or maybe I'm not your cup of tea.
Yep.
And that's okay.
That's just it. You're either here or you're not. And that's okay. It's your choice. I'm good on my own, doing my thing, being me. Mm-hmm. And if you want to be a part of that, I'd love that. I'd absolutely love that. But if you aren't liking what I'm putting down, then I'm not your person, and that's okay. Yeah. There's more people out there, right?
Yep. And there are more people that are going to, they're going to connect with me, love me just the way I am. And that's okay. And like you said, you can't bring everybody with you anyway. So
that's so true. We were just talking about that on your channel the other day.
Yes.
So is there anything that you'd like to say to my guests before we end today? Anything that you'd like them to know?
Well, I would just like to let them know, you know what, while we're working through this and you're realizing that life doesn't have to be perfect, your failures or mistakes don't define who you are. And if you don't journal and you're thinking about journaling, journaling is a great way to really release some thoughts and really put your, you know, yourself on paper just to get out there, and not always just to go through like, oh, my day started this way and ended this way. But if you just get a journal and write one great thing that happened to you all day, you know, start with something simple. Just write, journal just a little bit. Doesn't have to be a whole lot, but just think of positive things.
Yes, I love that. I love that. Even I do want to mention though, sometimes it's hard for people to think of the positive things. So even if it is negative, you can write it out, but then look at that, right? Mm-hmm. And go from there. Because sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you have such a rough day and you're beginning your journey, right? And it's hard to switch to those positive thoughts because you haven't done a lot of the shadow work and the internal work, the healing process, in order to know how to properly function that and to switch it on and off. So I do to recommend, on top of what you say, to like, if it has to be some negative stuff, write it out there and then look at that for a moment, right? Be like, is this actually how I'm feeling? Because a lot of times it's not actually how you're feeling. You're just having an emotion that's coming and then it's gone again, right?
That is true. And then you can be simple. It could be, you know, sometimes people think it has to be this big thing that happened. It could be that my coffee was hot this morning. You know, I had hot coffee, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be, you know, gigantic, big thing. It could be small, simple things.
Yes.
You know, I wore my favorite shirt and I look good in it. Simple.
That's so true. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I want to thank you so much for coming and being a part of my show. And I want to, like, I hope all my listeners come and check you out because you've got some great stuff over there on your webpage. And I will make sure, guys, to put it in the clip notes where you can find everything from Makita. And that way you can connect if you feel that you want to connect. And yeah, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Yes. Okay, guys, you have a wonderful day, night, wherever you are in the world. And I will see you guys on our next episode. It may be with another special guest, or it might be a deeper topic. We don't know. Till next time.